It's 6:07 on Breakfast. Let's go to the Monday papers. James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. And the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, she addressed the annual conference of the New South Wales Labor Party, and she didn't add her name to all those comments that had been made by Labor figures during the course of the week over Greens' preferences. And hence we have the Australian newspaper's headline, Milne, the Green leader, exploits Gillard's silence. We have the Sydney Morning Herald, PM picks her battle, election focus on jobs. That's what she did talk about at the conference. Boat turned back, says the Sydney Daily Telegraph. Sri Lanka shows how it can be done. The federal government says it's mission impossible, but Sri Lanka's proving people smuggler boats can be turned back safely. The West Australian has a shark kill quandary. 5 deaths in 10 months, but still no firm plan to make our beaches safe. The Hobart Mercury, hospital opens 28-bed unit, but only has funding for 10, shiny ward half empty. The Melbourne Herald Sun, Ricky Nixon faces jail. Night of shame ends in weapons charge for former AFL player, agent, claims of serious assault and false imprisonment. It's a rich justice in the Adelaide Advertiser. Battlers locked out as legal costs double. As Fran said, more on this later. The Courier Mail says the Queensland Union Together is cutting staff while criticising the LNP government for doing the same. And the Melbourne Age, abuse by carers covered up. Probe into alleged assaults on intellectually disabled. Man shot dead in the suburbs in Darwin, the Northern Territory News, suspect caught, and the Canberra Times. School violence orders failing. Courts make rulings about bullying, but they're not getting implemented. And that's the papers, Fran.
Thanks very much, James. It's 6:09 on Breakfast.